This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The Confidence Competence Loop: Why Practicing Scripts is the Only Real Cure for Conflict Anxiety. How scripted practice builds the emotional control that transforms conflict conversations. In short, conflict anxiety does not mean you're weak or unprepared for leadership. It means your nervous system is doing exactly what it was built to do. The only thing that interrupts that cycle long term is not willpower or mindset work. It is scripted practice, repeated until confidence follows competence. Emotional control in conflict is built through preparation, not summoned in the moment. The confidence competence loop turns small scripted wins into lasting emotional regulation. Anxiety before a difficult conversation is a signal to prepare, not a reason to avoid. Definition: conflict anxiety scripts are prepared word-for-word phrases practiced before a difficult or high-stakes conversation. They reduce emotional flooding by giving the nervous system a familiar, rehearsed response to draw on when stress narrows thinking and reactive communication takes over. Most people who struggle with emotional control during conflict conversations believe they have a character problem. They think calm, clear, direct communicators were simply born that way. What they are actually watching is the result of preparation. The ability to stay regulated when a conversation turns tense, to say the right thing when your pulse is climbing and your thoughts are scattering, that is a skill. It is built over time, through deliberate practice, not through courage alone. This is the central insight behind the confidence competence loop, and I cover it in depth in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time. The loop explains why some people seem to handle conflict with ease, and why most people do not. The gap between those two groups is not talent. It is the difference between people who have practiced specific language for difficult moments and people who have not. Understanding that gap, and closing it deliberately, is what this article is about. What conflict anxiety actually does to you in the moment. Here is the truth that your body does not distinguish between a physical threat and a social one. When a conversation carries real stakes, when you need to challenge a colleague, set a firm limit with a difficult person, or hold your ground under pressure, your nervous system reads danger, your heart rate climbs, your thinking narrows, your access to nuanced, careful language shrinks. This is what I describe as the amygdala hijack in difficult conversations, and understanding it as a physiological process changes how you respond to it. You can read more about how this mechanism plays out under pressure in What is the Amygdala Hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments. The key point, for our purposes here, is this: when the stress response fires, it does not care how intelligent or well-intentioned you are. It narrows your options, and in that narrowed state, conflict anxiety takes over. Most people respond to this by either freezing, saying something they regret, or avoiding the conversation entirely. None of those paths serve them. Avoidance is the most costly of the three. Every conversation you delay gets heavier. The relationship frays a little further. The resentment builds. What was once a manageable difficulty becomes a crisis with real damage attached. The confidence competence loop: how the mechanism actually works. In Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe a self-reinforcing cycle that I call the confidence-competence loop. The logic is simple, but its implications are profound. Confidence is not a prerequisite for action. It is the result of it. We believe we need to feel ready before we attempt a difficult conversation, but the readiness only arrives after we have practiced the attempt enough times for it to feel familiar. Here is how the loop works in practice. You prepare a specific script for a specific conversation. You practice it out loud until the words do not feel strange in your mouth. You then use it imperfectly in a real situation. The conversation is not perfect, but it goes better than it would have without preparation. That small success gives you a piece of evidence you handled it. The anxiety was real, and you moved through it anyway. That evidence builds competence. The competence, accumulated over time, builds confidence. The confidence makes the next preparation feel less daunting, which means you prepare more thoroughly, which means the next conversation goes better still. The loop reinforces itself. This is why I say, and have always said, that courage is not the absence of fear. It is action in the presence of fear. The people who handle conflict conversations with apparent ease are not people who feel no anxiety. They are people who have taken enough prepared action that the anxiety no longer stops them. They still feel it. I still feel it, at 60, before a conversation that matters. But I have decades of evidence that I can move through it. That evidence was built one script at a time. The practical consequence of understanding this loop is immediate stop waiting to feel ready. You will not feel ready until you have practiced. Practice is the path to readiness, not a thing you do after readiness arrives. Why scripts are not a crutch, and how they actually build emotional control. Conflict anxiety scripts are training wheels, not a permanent substitute for real communication skill. That distinction matters enormously. I have watched people reject scripted practice because it feels artificial, as though using prepared words means the conversation is somehow dishonest. That thinking is backwards. Consider what scripts actually do for your nervous system. When you arrive at a difficult conversation without any prepared language, your brain has to do two things simultaneously: under stress manage your emotional state and generate the right words in real time. That is a significant cognitive load. When the stress response is already narrowing your thinking, the load becomes nearly impossible to carry. You fumble. You say something too harsh or too soft. You retreat from the point you needed to make. Prepared scripts solve this by reducing the cognitive load to almost nothing. You already know what you are going to say. That familiarity signals safety to your nervous system. The anxiety does not disappear, but it loses some of its power because the situation no longer feels completely unknown. You have a map. And a person with a map, even in difficult terrain, moves with more confidence than a person walking blind. Chapter 3, The Say It Right Every Time, describes a developmental model I call the script to principles progression. You begin with word-for-word scripts because you need structure. You need the confidence that precise language provides. Then, over time, you make those words your own. You adjust the phrasing to fit your natural voice. Eventually, you internalize the underlying principles so completely that you no longer need the exact words. You understand what the conversation needs, and you can meet that need in your own language. The script becomes a framework, and the framework becomes instinct. For example, one of the scripts I use for recovering composure mid-conversation sounds like this. You know what? I do not think that came out right. Let me try it again. What I mean is thanks for your patience as I get my thoughts in order. That is not weakness. That is a practiced recovery that keeps the conversation alive and keeps you credible. Knowing you have the recovery available changes how you enter the conversation. The anxiety around making a verbal mistake, one of the most common sources of conflict anxiety, loosens its grip. The preparation habits that actually interrupt anxiety before it starts. The confidence competence loop does not wait for the conversation to start. The work begins beforehand in the preparation you do when you are still calm and resourced. This is where emotional control is genuinely built. In Say It Right Every Time, I outline the straw method as a pre-conversation ritual. State your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action. Each step serves a different function in managing the emotional arc of a difficult conversation. But the most powerful part of the ritual is what happens in your head before you say a word. I also describe a practice I call the conversation pre-mortem. Before a high-stakes conversation, you sit down and identify the worst-case scenarios. The other person escalates. You lose your thread. They deny everything. The conversation ends badly. For each scenario, you ask two questions: how likely is this? And what will I do if it happens? Working through these possibilities when you are calm removes much of their power. The fear of the unknown drives conflict anxiety more than the actual difficulty of the conversation. When you have already thought through the difficult moments, they no longer feel like ambushes. The signs that a team is already caught in the anxiety avoidance loop, where conflict goes unaddressed because the emotional cost feels too high, are well documented in signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time. What the pre-mortem does, at an individual level, is break that loop before it forms. You stop treating the conversation as a threat and start treating it as a prepared challenge. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What this looks like when it works, and when it does not. Let me give you a real pattern I have seen repeated across decades of working with people on difficult conversations. Two people face the same conflict, a performance conversation with a team member who is consistently missing commitments. The first person has no prepared script. They go in hoping the right words will come, and they trust their relationship to carry the conversation. When the team member becomes defensive, the first person either backs down, softens the message until it loses its meaning, or becomes harder than they intended, and the conversation goes sideways. They leave feeling worse than before the conversation happened. The second person has spent 20 minutes before the conversation doing three things: writing down the specific examples they will use, scripting their opening two sentences, and running through the pre-mortem to think through likely resistance. When the team member becomes defensive, the second person has language ready. I understand where you are coming from. I have a different take on this. Here is what I have observed. Specifically, they stay on the point, because the point is already clear in their mind. The emotional regulation is not magic. It is the product of preparation. The connection between preparation and emotional control during conflict is something I also explore in the context of feedback conversations, in how the amygdala hijacks sabotages feedback conversations and what to do about it. The same principle holds: the more prepared you are, the less your nervous system needs to panic. Why emotional control gets misunderstood as a personality trait. The reason most people do not invest in scripted practice is that they believe emotional control in conflict is a trait, not a skill. They watch someone handle a tense conversation with grace and assume it comes naturally to that person. They have probably watched the person make it look easy for years without ever seeing the preparation underneath. This is a costly misreading. It means that people who struggle with conflict anxiety attribute that struggle to something fixed about themselves. They are too sensitive, too conflict-averse, too emotional. None of that is accurate. They are underprepared, and underpreparation is entirely correctable. The confidence-competence loop, and how teams can use it to approach difficult conversations with less fear, is explored further in How to Use the Confidence-Competence Loop to Make Your Team Synergy Conversations Less Terrifying. What the loop reveals is that emotional regulation during conflict is not something you either have or do not have. It is something you build, systematically, through practice. The other misunderstanding I encounter is this: people believe that if they're still anxious before a conversation, they have not prepared enough. That is wrong. Anxiety before a high-stakes conversation is information. It tells you the conversation matters. It sharpens your attention. The goal is not to eliminate that feeling. The goal is to channel it. You walk into the conversation with the energy of the anxiety and the grounding of the preparation, and those two things together produce a quality of presence that neither produces alone. Building the loop. Where to start when anxiety has been winning? If conflict anxiety has been running your conversations for a while, the loop needs to be restarted deliberately. That means starting with the smallest possible win, not the hardest conversation you've been avoiding. Pick one conversation, not the one that keeps you awake at 3 in the morning. Pick a smaller one, something with moderate stakes. Write down your opening two sentences. Practice them out loud, somewhere private, until they stop feeling strange. Then have the conversation. It will not be perfect. It does not need to be. It needs to be better than it would have been without preparation. That is the first data point. That is where the loop begins. Over time, you extend the preparation. You add the pre-mortem. You work on recovery scripts for moments when the conversation goes off script. You learn how to de-escalate a conversation that is heading toward heat, a skill explored in detail in How to De-escalate Team Conflict Without Destroying Synergy. Each element adds another layer of emotional protection, not because it removes risk, but because it makes the risk familiar. The question of why some people build this resilience faster than others comes down largely to the quality of their preparation habits. The mechanics behind that difference are examined in How the Confidence-Competence Loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others. The answer is nearly always the same: faster builders practice more deliberately and fail more willingly. They treat a fumbled conversation as data, not as a verdict. And when the loop is running well across a whole team, when people are having the conversations they would previously have avoided, the results on collective performance are significant. You can see the deal method put to work in those conditions and how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy. The thing anxiety cannot survive. Anxiety, in its nature, depends on the unknown. It feeds on the imagined disaster, the worst-case conversation you've not yet had. Every time you prepare a script, walk through a pre-mortem, practice a recovery phrase, or choose to have the conversation rather than avoid it, you're reducing the unknown. You are replacing fear of what might happen with knowledge of what you will do. After 60 years of working through difficult conversations, most of them imperfect, some of them genuinely hard, what I know for certain is this: the anxiety never fully disappears, but its power over you is not fixed. You are not at its mercy. The confidence-competence loop is the most reliable tool I know for shifting that balance. Practice builds competence. Competence produces confidence. Confidence drives more practice. Each turn of the loop makes the next conflict anxiety scripts a little less daunting, and you a little more capable of the conversations that matter. That is not a guarantee of easy. It is a guarantee of better. Frequently asked questions. What are conflict anxiety scripts, and why do they help? Conflict anxiety scripts are prepared word-for-word phrases you practice before a difficult conversation. They help by giving your nervous system a rehearsed response to fall back on when stress narrows your thinking. Preparation reduces the cognitive load that anxiety creates in tense moments. How does the confidence-competence loop reduce conflict anxiety? The confidence-competence loop works by using small scripted wins to build competence. That competence produces genuine confidence, which then drives further practice. Each cycle lowers the emotional charge of conflict conversations until the anxiety becomes manageable rather than overwhelming. Why does emotional control fail during conflict conversations? Emotional control fails because the stress response fires before your rational mind can respond. When you sense social threat, your body reacts as if the danger is physical. Without practice scripts to anchor you, that physiological reaction takes over and shuts down clear thinking. Can you really practice your way out of conflict anxiety? You cannot eliminate conflict anxiety entirely, but you can reduce it significantly through deliberate script practice. Anxiety shrinks when the brain recognizes familiar patterns. Repeated practice of conflict scripts creates that familiarity, so the conversation feels less like a threat and more like a known challenge. What is a conversation premortem, and how does it build emotional control? A conversation premortem is a preparation exercise where you identify the worst-case scenarios before a difficult conversation, assess how likely each one is, and plan your response. Working through these possibilities in advance reduces the emotional shock of the unexpected and keeps you regulated during the real conversation. How do I use conflict anxiety scripts without sounding robotic? Start with word-for-word scripts and practice them until the words feel natural in your mouth. Over time, the exact wording matters less than the structure and intention behind it. The script becomes a framework your own language grows around, not a rigid recitation you perform under pressure. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.